Early evening, 6th of May 1954, at the Iffley Road running track in the centre of Oxford, six young men line up for the blue ribboned event of distance running, the mile. After a worryingly rainy and windy afternoon, the conditions have calmed and 3,000 people line the stands. Anticipation is high. The crowd already know who will win the race. What they're interested in is the winning time. The favourite is a 25-year-old medical student who ran his first mile race on this very track 7 years earlier as a student at Exeter College. Today, he knows history is within his grasp. He has prepared meticulously. Before travelling up from London by train, he rubbed graphite on his running spikes to prevent them picking up too much cinder ash. I often used to think about Roger Bannister's world record when I was studying and running in Oxford. If you're a track runner in Oxford, it's hard to dodge its shadow, especially if you frequently cycle past the Iffley Road track, as I did. Breaking 4 minutes for the mile became such an iconic symbol for sporting excellence, for the ability of a man to train his body for a specific feat. Bannister started running at 17, and though he showed his talent, he was initially lackadaisical about training. As he began to take his sport more seriously, his times fell, results accumulated, and the Olympics came into sight. Working with legendary Austrian coach Franz Stampfl, Bannister adopted what were regarded as ultra-modern scientific training methods. Intervals, repeated high-intensity bursts with periods of recovery between, were central to Stampfl's ideas. For Bannister, training at the Maida Vale track in London, these methods were perfect because they were effective and could be done quickly. As a trainee doctor at nearby St. Mary's Hospital, Bannister only had an hour a day to train. He had to make the most of his time. The 1952 Olympics in Helsinki didn't go his way. The IOC changed the rules to add an additional qualifying round, something Bannister thought favoured those athletes who trained for endurance over speed. He qualified for the final, but all his confidence had gone. In the final, he finished fourth, the worst position of all. After this failure, Bannister went through a low period. He considered giving up running. Then he decided not only to continue, but to set himself a new target, the 4-minute mile. One of the most well-known methods for setting goals is the so-called SMART method. The idea is that when setting a goal, you should ensure it is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. For Bannister, the 4-minute mile was all those things. It is the perfect example of how to set a goal. And there was the added benefit that his performance was not being influenced by his competitors. Trying to win the Olympic 1500 meters final meant racing other athletes, which meant tactics, mostly beyond his control. The world record for the mile, however, was simply a matter of form, pacing, and waiting for the right conditions. Why didn't Roger Bannister give up after Helsinki? Well, he was committed to his sport, and he was good at it. Two strong reasons, but not the whole story. The critical third reason for him not walking away was that he found a goal that inspired him. The first step of the reverse engineering process is to set a goal. You don't need to be aiming for world records. It doesn't even need to be SMART, more on that later. You just need the focus and energy to go after it. Bannister had that focus. Find the thing you love, and you're already travelling in the right direction. I too found the thing I love, though it took a little while. Talk to a professional cyclist and you're likely to find out that they've been racing since their early teens, if not before. A local cycling club fosters their talent, educates them in the craft of racing, and in time they progress to more and more professional teams. By the time they turn 21, they could have been racing for a decade. I came to cycling a different way. In Oxford, I was just one of the thousands of students who got about by bike. It was 6 miles from my house to campus, a decent daily round trip, and I enjoyed the sense of freedom cycling gave me.